Well, Dean, a 1-0 worth its weight in goals sometimes.
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, you know, my older sister, manager Chris Nicol, used to love these results, 1-0s. Shows an awful lot of character, good defensive display. You know, I mean, it was a comfortable win, I felt, without being emphatic. You know, as the game got stretched towards the end and they put more numbers on to try and get back into it, we had a lot of opportunities to kill the game off, and we didn't actually put the game to bed, but they never really caused us any problems apart from a corner, I think it was, at the end. You know, they were looking to turn us, I thought. The players, with the quality that we got, you know, kept knowing how to outball, and, you know, Jack and John McGinn were usually the outballs. Greeny came on and livened us up a little bit in the wide area. Gazzy's had chances, and you know, Codger had himself to the ground, ended up being the match winner. So you know, pleased with the performance. It could have been more emphatic. Today was about getting over the line, and we've done that.
I mean, it's been a busy old time for you, and again, maybe you couldn't be expected to hit the heights when you play so many games.
Yeah, I think the heat probably slowed the game up a little bit. You know, as much as you water the pitch when it's warm like that, it dries up very quickly. So I didn't think there was a lot of fast-moving football, which, you know, we probably do a little bit more than was on show today. But, you know, our use of the ball was good at times. I just felt we tried to go through the middle a little bit too often, and it took a little bit of quality from, I think it was Jack, and then Al Ghazi, and a little cross underneath, and Codge got on the end of it. So, you know, that's what we had to do. I thought we threw too many crosses into them, where they're very strong with Cooper and Pierce heading it clear. But our rest defending was very good today.
10 wins out of 10. No Villa manager's ever done that.
No, so, you know, he's still a head coach, I think. But
no head coach has ever done that.
No. You know, it's a very proud moment, but as I said, you know, before, we'll probably look back on it later, you know, and realise what an achievement it was. We still want to continue it, you know, going into the Leeds game next week. But, you know, we need to make sure that our concentration is still getting promoted, and, you know, not lose sight of that, and, you know, rest on our laurels about, you know, becoming history makers.
And two of the players that weren't available for you today, Twanzabi and Abraham, what's the latest on those?
Twanzabi will be fine for Leeds. He rolled his ankle. You know, he was too much of a risk to put him out there. And, you know, Millet showed, you know, when he's gone in at centre-half for us, he's done really well, and he did again today. So Axel will be available for Leeds. Tammy, I don't think, will be. He's had a scan, but there's nothing, you know, nothing damaged in there. It's just a few strains. So he won't be ready for Leeds, but he'll be back before the end, that's for sure.